The rapture happened.
被其发生的,
and I saw when they lifted from the soil, the lift off moment.
我就看到了他们从地里离开土壤的那个瞬间，我就看到了。
And so at that time they began to ascend very fast.
从那个瞬间开始，他们很快的就升天。
But being pulled by glory, like lightning, strains of glory like lightning, because of the speed, I think.
其实被熔了的绳子拉上去的，可是这是很快的一个速度，非常快速的发射。就是他们往左边飞，然后往右转，就在我眼前这么经过去了。那个时候神的云彩。
The one I called down to Kisumu.
我就在基斯木呼叫下来的。
December 22nd, the year 2019.
2019年12月22号。
At the Jomo Kenyatta Sports Grounds in Kisumu.
基斯木的 Jomo Kenyatta 体育馆。
He appeared on my right hand side.
他就出现在我的。
Then he opened like a door like this.
像门一样这么打开了。
And then, and not vertical, but descending like this. So you open like that.
不是垂直的拿，而是往下、往旁边这么打开的。
Glorious stairs were lowered.
然后荣耀的楼梯放下来了。
Then I saw the people that were crossing wearing finest linen, white, bright, and clean.
然后我就看到那个人们经过去的，他们穿着白色的、光亮洁白的新马衣，然后爬上去。
Onto the glorious stairs of the eternity.
他们那荣耀的脚开始踏上去那荣耀的楼梯，然后进入那永恒的国度。
It's a very spectacular vision to behold.
这是看起来非常的壮观。
It's a shocking moment to behold.
看来非常令人震惊的一项。
It's a stunning thing to see.
看来非常的震惊。
There are glorious feet touching the glorious stairs of everlasting life.
那荣耀的，他们的荣耀的脚踏上了荣耀的楼梯，进入了永恒。
1月15号 The year 2017 Ever since then the Lord has spoken repeatedly again
自从以来就反复的、重复的跟我说话
About the rapture of the church
有关教会的背题
And I have come to you faithfully
我忠诚地来到你们面前
One of those occasions
其中一个情况
When the coronavirus happened
当冠状病毒发生了之后
And I began this global broadcast to you
我就开始跟你们这个直播全球的直播了
Then the Lord showed me the rapture happened
然后主任，我看到被铁发生了。然后我看到了很多的奔跑，很多的混乱。那地区的一个部分呢，晚上地区的另一个部分是白天，他们都从自己的一个大楼那个里头就是跑出来。
And a lot of people are full on the roads and everywhere in the public square. They were saying, Jesus has come, Jesus has come, Jesus has come, wait, 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 Jesus has come. It was such a difficult time because they were looking for their loved ones. Some have been taken up.
这是非常艰难的时间，因为他们当中的一些人就是要寻找自己被爱的人们。
Of glory that appeared is like this one on your screen.
自己所爱的人们，神的荣耀出现了，正如你们视频当中看到的一样。
就是所有不同的角度，让你们看一下他怎么样的出现。这是非常恐怖的、可怕的瞬间。
这种漆黑密云的神的云彩只有出现在以色列旷野当中，就是把这以色列的百姓把他们带领到应许之地的时候才出现。他们就是要到应许之地要敬拜主。因此主来说要拣选这一代。
Call at one command he came.
现在他就降下来了我的一个宣布，我的一个命令，他就这么降下来。我记得这个瞬间之前的那一个晚上，他让我看到他怎么样的降下来。
I have seen him very far beyond the lake, very far the glory. I saw his descending. He descended from heaven, but he was very far in the horizon beyond the lake.
我就从很远距离的眼看到了他怎么样的那个湖水那水平的，他就从天降下来。
The horizon very far beyond the lake.
他的那个湖水的上边水平的怎么样从远距离的开始。走进来，他来到之前那前一天的晚上我就看过，然后我看到的他的很远距离的，然后那个梦中突然他就出现在我的眼前了，我就非常的震惊，突然不到一秒，然后呢用那个荣耀来用那个天蜜语来遮盖了我，用这个云彩来遮盖了我之后，在梦中，
And then by voice he said, I almost killed them all.
然后用声音跟我说了，我几乎杀掉了他们一切。
And then I understood the gravity of the visitation that was coming.
然后呢，我就理解了他造访的重大性。
And then he came.
然后他来了。
So for God the Father himself to come to give you this tremendous invitation to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因此父神亲自
In person to come to invite you in person.
因此父神亲自降下来，要给你们邀请，请你们到神的国度那儿去的一个邀请。
This is a big time, historic time in the church.
这是教会历史性的瞬间，很大的时间。
And on your screen there, you can see the tent before the visitation.And the tent after visitation.
你们现在视频当中可以看到，收到造访之前的帐篷，然后收到神的造访之后的帐篷，非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
So everything is geared towards the rapture of the church, the coming of the Messiah.
因此现在所有的一切都面向着这教会的背体弥赛亚的来临。
The coming of the kingdom of God.
神的国度的来临。
And tonight we are so privileged here as I begin to have.Senior Deputy Archbishop Mheshimiwa Kabingu, Honorable Kabingu is in the house.
我们现在在这开始的时候，我要跟你们说一下，Mheshimiwa Kabingu 高级主教已经在场。
He has visited us here at the head office here for some time. He's going to be here for some time.
他要待在这一段时间了，在总部。
And then we also have the Senior Archbishop in charge of Belgium.Mireille Banza is in the house.
然后也有请到了北京来的高级大主教Mireille Banza。
Welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus.
我想到的耶稣圣名来，我要欢迎你们整个。
And so this is such a pivotal time.
这是非常重要的时间。
It is a historic time in the history of the church.
这是教会的历史非常历史性的时间。
A historic time in the life of the church.
教会的生命非常历史性的时间。
As you can see at this time,
但是你们看到可以看到
，The Lord is calibrating the church for the kingdom of heaven.
主为了神的国度，现在修整教会。
The Lord Almighty,
主全能者
is preparing the church.
现在预备教会。
Again, let us show that cloud one more time before I start.
再来。
That is the ultimate visitation. That is God the Father himself. There is a reason I'm showing that.
再来这个视频当中给他们看一下主父神的造访，这就是最终的造访。
That is God the Father.
这是父神自己。
Himself.
自己。
Visiting.
造访
the church
教会
that is God the Father
这是父神自己
himself
自己
coming to make an invitation
将下来做了这个造访
a special invitation to the church
向教会的特殊的造访
that you may never miss the kingdom of heaven
不让你们错过神的国度
that is God the Father
这就是父神
himself
coming
to fight for your soul.
将下来为你的灵魂而打仗。
He is the one that sent Christ Jesus to die for you at the Calvary cross.
他就是差遣为你们差遣耶稣基督在加略人十字架让他去死的。
He is The ultimate visitation.
这就是最终的造访。
That is a top visitation climax.
这就是顶级的造访。
And so there is no way this generation should miss to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是这一代没有任何办法错过这神国度的邀请。
Himself coming to make the last call.
主亲自降下来给你们最后的警告。
So let us revisit what we saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1.
因此让我们再度的去看一下我们在启示录第一章看过的内容。
I know I rushed with you because I was targeting verse 9 so we may make progress.
我知道我现在就是忙碌的要推你们要讲到第九节第一章的第九节。
And I say, I could have gone straight to Revelation chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 and discussed the rapture of the church, the main theme, this exhaustless theme, the reason the creepers are walking. That you may prepare for that event.
我可以紧接着翻到启示录第四章，跟你们分享一到三节，因为那才有的教会的背景有关，因为我的主题永远就是教会的背景。现在所有的看见人站出来，那目标只有一个，只有一个背景。
没有解说的主题，我可以直接的去到那去。 The pre-tribulation rapture by sharing the vision that I had, the vision of November 1, 2006 at 3 o'clock in the morning. Handle verses 1 and 2. And add 2 or 3 more verses. And then establish the blood in Revelation chapter 5 when the Lamb is at the center of the throne. And give you the vision of 2nd of April 2004. The vision that's a landmark on the coming of the Messiah.
2004年4月2号的意象，那就是李承碑式的意象。
这是以赛亚来临的羔羊来临的，然后神的主把我一走到天上宝座那里，是然后呢就把我一走到天上宝座那里。然后主让我看到了以色列的这个领导层的加护器，然后主重新把我带到神的宝座那里。他出现在主前。
然后我就站在神的宝座那里，这个异象当中。然后我就看到了很多的荣耀围绕着月亮。
2/3 of the moon covered with blood.
然后血，这个月亮染红了，被血染红。然后这月亮下面有很多的荣耀。
The four horsemen ran through that glory under the moon. Very spectacular, very magnificent vision.
然后四位骑士在这个月亮下边，就是奔跑过去了，非常壮观的异象。
那四位骑士是谁？你们现在知道了，因为呢，有非常个人性的意象的解开，因为有关的我已经跟你们都分享了。然后主从这个神的宝座那把我带到耶路撒冷的上空，就是我在上空看到了耶路撒冷城市。 Leadership, which I said would be Benjamin Netanyahu 1 and 2。然后我就看到了领导层的教会，当时我就说过了，本丹尼亚现在获得第二。And then after that, remember again, the Lord takes me back from Jerusalem straight to the throne of God, from the throne of God to Jerusalem, Jerusalem throne of God.
然后我看完了之后，主重新把我从这耶路撒冷的上空，再把我回到神的宝座前。这样一来呢，就是本来是从神的宝座上到了耶路撒冷，重新从耶路撒冷再回到神的宝座。
然后约翰施洗的羔羊出现，然后进到我里头，然后消失了。
施洗约翰出现在我旁边，变荣耀了，然后就跟我说了，神的羔羊。
There's a conversation that happens between me and John And then after that, behold the Lamb of God.
我跟耶施洗约翰之前分享了对话，然后他跟我说了，看一下神的羔羊。
And then after that, then the glorious Lamb of God comes from the throne, the glory that covers the throne like a mountain. He walks away from it. He comes from there.
荣耀的羔羊从宝座那出来了，荣耀当中他走过来，所有一切都变荣耀了。他出现的时候，
Remember that's where John came from.
那个地方也就是施洗约翰出来的地方。
To come and speak with me when I stood before the throne of God, and he made me know that God the Father is watching.
当我出现在宝座前的时候，他就从宝座那里走过来。
Know that he is watching very carefully on his throne, seated, watching the conversation between me and John the Baptist.
当我共同对话的时候，父神让我知道他非常仔细地看着我们两个人的对话，并且呢，神的羔羊也是的。
And then after that,
然后呢
so when John the Baptist stretched out his right hand and said, Behold the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰伸着他的右臂，然后跟我说了，看着神的羔羊。
Came out of the glory.
就是神的羔羊从荣耀当中出现之前，施洗约翰走进到我的里头，然后消失了。之后呢，我不可能再跟他分享。
Until today.
到如今。
And then after that, then the glorious Lamb of God comes, and everything becomes more super glorious.
然后神的羔羊出现了，然后所有的一切都变荣耀了，更加的变荣耀了。
And so we have shared that vision.
因此我们跟你们都分享了这个意象。
A very classical prophecy of God.
是非常仰威的、非常经典性的意象。
Benjamin Netanyahu 1 and 2.
带来了本泽明·纳坦雅第一、第二的这个意象。2024年四月二号的。
Towards the glorious coming of the Messiah, gravitate around.The events in Israel.
我每次跟你们说过，就是荣耀的弥赛亚的来临，总是跟围绕着以色列发生的事情而进行着。
And so we are having this conversation at this hour at a critical time.
在这个非常重要的瞬间，跟你们分享这段意象。
So I could have simply gone to Revelation chapter 4.
因此，我简单的可以进到启示录第四章。
The rapture, the voice that says, "Come up here."
然后跟你们分享，上到这里来。暗示着背提的。
Handled Revelation chapter 5, the centering of the Lamb of God, the centering of the Lamb of God slain at the center of the throne.
然后呢，就是跟你们处理的其实第五章，就是羔羊，曾经被杀过的羔羊，羔羊的荣耀。
Because remember the next stage of that vision of 2nd of April 2004.
因为2004年四月二号的那个意象的第二个部分。你们都可以知道。
Now the Lord brings me inside His throne.
现在主把教会带进到教会里头。
Entered like this, but as I was walking the golden walkway, going this direction.
看一下主已经把我重新回到主的宝座那来了。当时看到黄金，黄金的道路让我看到。
Then all of a sudden I saw the glorious Lamb of God.
然后我就突然看到了整个荣耀的羔羊。
And I saw the tremendous, super glorious throne. He was sitting on. I even still see that throne right now.
我现在甚至看到那超级荣耀的神的羔羊坐在的那个荣耀的宝座。
The center of the throne.
就是宝座的中心。
The enigma of the Trinity.
这三位一体的奥秘。
And when he stretched his neck on towards his right.
他往右边这么伸出来他的脖子。来要看我，注视我的时候，
probably about less than 3 meters away, maybe 2.5 meters away from me.
有可能是不到你这三米左右。
Inside the throne of God,
这是神宝座的里头，现在这是天堂里头的宝座里边。
What he's right to see me.
然后他就伸着他的脖子往右边，顺着他的脖子，然后注视我，我们两个互相注视的眼睛，这么要看我。在那荣耀里头
When we gained eye contact,
我们两个这么注视的眼睛，我就看到他的脖子，看到他的脖子被杀的
很多的血从他的脖子上
流下去，流到他的荣耀的胸部那
里。
我可以简单的就跟你们分享这个内容。
Otherwise, chapter 6 is tribulation.
神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜神的圣殿里。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的是曾经被杀的羔羊，在敬拜羔羊献上。神让我看到的
manake binadamu wote vuzoote umeenda katikati mwa enzi pale ndi wanaabudia. Hapana, wanaabudu mwanakondoo ambaye ako katikati mwa enzi.
Unaona kwamba Biblia inasema kwenye kitabu cha Ufunuo sura ya 5 ya kwamba viumbe wote wa wanadamu wote wanamwabudu mwanakondoo ambaye yuko katikati mwa enzi.
And so that is the enigma of the Trinity of God. Because the same way they worship God the Father, all creation is the same way the Lamb is at the center and all creation worship the Lamb. So we wonder where is the difference in the Father and the Son. Where does the Lamb end? Where does the Father start from? If you are in this place of mind,
如果这个地方是我的话，从乃父神开始了呢？因此蒙福的人们。
Then I would have presented Revelation chapter 6, the event of the breaking of the seals that I have seen, when they are now full blown, they come into full throttle, their manifestation.
那启示录第六章呢？现在已经开始了，就是我跟你们分享过的。 这个解开因的事情，现在发生的，现在开始发生的事情。
The preamble that you see the Lord has been sending me to display, to demonstrate to the earth.
其实主已经差遣我来要跟你们，跟这个地球分享。
The one you see on your screen, the Haiti earthquake.
现在你们在视频当中看到的海地的地震。
The Chile earthquake.
智利地震。
Striking Chile. Striking Haiti with earthquake.
拿着地震击打海地，击打智利。
When I went and struck Mexico with earthquake.
当我拿地震击打墨西哥的时候，
Peru with earthquake.
拿地震来击打秘鲁， 拿地震来击打尼泊， 拿地震来击打日本，
And struck Japan also with earthquake.
拿地震来击打日本，
And struck Philippines with earthquake.
拿地震来击打菲律宾，
Philippines. You will operate in the speed we are operating in. So drug again, I said Mexico and Chile and
Mexico,
all
these
nations. And so you will understand the coronavirus also added onto that combination. And Mexico quake.
墨西哥地震,
and the tremendous locust globally. You will understand why God is sending me to strike the unrepentant nation at this hour.
你可以理解主为什么差遣我来要击打那些不悔改的国家。为什么?
Because he's saying, what is coming up in the tribulation is unbearable.
因为他已经说了，即将来临的事情，灾难时期来临的事情是无法相信的。
Listen to the instruction that you may not see the tribulation.
必须要听从这个指示，不让你遇见灾难时期发生的事情。那不然呢？你有啊，准备去吧，不然呢，把我们吐吗？
那不然呢， 那什么呀？Kwamba wasikilizeni maagizo zao，ilikuwa msije mkaingia katika diki.
And so this is a warning that these servants of the Lord will be doing this kind of thing at a greater scale in the tribulation.
在灾难时期，这两位先知主的仆人很大的规模来要做的审判、做的愤怒、做的可怕的事情。
But the Lord has met them front. The Lord has sent them to front the rapture of the church at this hour, which is about to take place.
看下主怎么样的把我面对这个事情，就是教会的背景即将要发生的事情，在这个时间段会就是要发生的。
And so you can almost tell that the Lord is speaking about the pre-tribulation rapture.
因此你们几乎都可以看得出来灾难时期之前的背景。
Look at the locusts I called, biblical locusts, unbelievable numbers on trees. If he pulls the cursor, you'll see on the trees it's unbearable.
看下去就是我呼叫过来的难以置信的蝗虫之灾，现在就可以整个树。
So you have to demonstrate the authority to call locusts before you can call the locust that will come in the tribulation.
看着就是在乃乃之这个蝗虫之在来临之前，我已经给你们彰显出来的，就能够呼叫出蝗虫之在的能力。
You must have demonstrated the authority to command heaven to open or shut before you shut the heavens for 3.5 years in the tribulation. In the great tribulation.
在大灾难时期关闭三年半的天之前，我在你们之前彰显好了，我怎么能够打开天关闭天的权柄？我怎么能够拥有？
You must have demonstrated the authority to strike the earth with plagues of disease like Corona, Ebola, and Zika before you can strike the nations with the plagues. In the great tribulation.
你在灾难时期拿着疾病击打整个地球之前，必须现在拿着肝脏病毒、Zika病毒、Ebola病毒来要击打地球，必须要这样做，把你的能力彰显出来。
Lazima udhihirishe kwamba una mamlaka. So we don't go back and talk Swahili.
Lazima udhihirishe kwamba uko na hayo mamlaka ya kuweza kudhihirisha na kuita hayo mapigo ya maradhi ya nzige, maradhi kama vile corona, kama vile zika, kama vile Ebola, kabla uifanye hiyo katika majira ya dhiki kuu.
And so you know very clearly that the events of the tribulation are very similar to the events of Exodus that we did in Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you can read there, they're same, they're very similar plates. You see them now also.
And
so, however, I chose that we begin chronologically from Revelation chapter 1, going verse by verse, to enrich you and establish you in the word deeper.
可是我选择了启示录第一章开始，逐步的带着你们走进这个重要的话题里头去的办法，这样因缘的整个过程当中，让你们得着。And
so I want to just recap a little bit so that you may go back to what we saw.
我重新跟你们分享一下我们星期三看到的信息。It
says Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
启示录第一章第一节。
The revelation from Jesus Christ, God gave him to show his servant what must soon take place. And you see that this prophecy is coming from God the Father seated on his throne.
这个启示从父上而来，坐在宝座上的那一位。
And he prepares when the time is ready. He gives that revelation to Christ Jesus seated on his right hand side.
当这个时间到了，把这个启示赐给耶稣基督坐在他右边的那一位。
We don't know the exact time when this happened.
我们不知道准确的发生这个事时间。
40 years after he ascended.
有可能他升天之后过了四十天、三十天、四十年、三十年之后，有可能不知道。
Then he gives him that revelation.
然后呢，把这个启示交给耶稣基督了。
The church. And so he gives the angel.
因此，他交给天使。耶稣把这个启示交给天使，让天使赐给约翰。
From God the Father.
因此，必须要理解耶稣基督赐给我们的启示是从父上而来的，这很重要。
Revelation is very key. It's a prophecy of the things to come, things about to happen.
这就是为什么我跟你们说，这本书启示录就是即将要发生的事情有关的启示，非常的重要。
And we reveal the person of the Christ.
并且启示耶稣基督的本书，耶稣基督的权柄，耶稣基督的大能。
The reign of the Christ on the earth.
这意味着把这个地球的权柄夺回来的正战，然后千禧年的统治，也启示给我们那全能者的神的国，这怎么样建立在地上有关的所有的事情。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the eternal state.
那 就是永恒的状态呢？这就是新天新地。
And the new Jerusalem, a city that has no sin.
新耶路撒冷那没有罪恶的城市。
And so he's giving this prophecy that you may know.Before it hits your news headline, you may know what is coming.
因此主愿意把这个启示赐给你们，就是好让你们希望每天当中你读一下这个事情，之前提前知道这将来要发生的事情。
He testifies to everything he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都彰显出来。我们看到了，约翰看的很多。他看到了耶稣基督的服事在地上，约翰看到了耶稣基督怎么样跟法利赛的那些讲律法的跟他们辩论。
你
也都看到了耶稣基督怎么样把死人都复活过来，拉萨路那些寡妇的儿子。
你
也看到了耶稣基督怎么样加赠饼和雨，怎么样安静下来暴风。他看到了怎么样把残疾人站起来，
Open blind eyes.
怎么打开瞎子的眼睛，怎么打开耳聋的耳朵。
Also crucified.
他也看到了耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，然后复活。
因
此他看到很多。
And we saw that here the Lord is celebrating the rich testimony, the wealthy testimony of the church.
像依然的主在这强调的就是教会拥有的非常丰盛的见证。
Because he says his servant John who testifies to everything he saw.
因为约翰主的仆人所看见的一切都彰显出来。
And so based on the wealth of this testimony, there is no need.To worship another God.
It
is sufficient evidence that only Yahweh has this testimony is worthy of worship.
因为这个见证本身非常的丰盛，因此没有任何必要去拜那些偶像了。亚伯本身已经充分的有力量，唯有敬拜他的理由。这有充分唯有敬拜亚伯的理由，只有亚伯配得受到敬拜。
And then we see very clearly here that there is a church in a certain generation.
我们在这看得很清楚，那有一个特定的世代，甚至比这一代更有丰盛的见证的。看一下约翰，没有见过约翰看过耶稣基督的变荣耀，包括跟你分享的这两位先知跟他一起在变化上上变化了，约翰都看过。可是这一代呢，看到了旷野当中降下来的神的天律。
We come to Kisumu and then rain on our heads and we dance there after a prophecy. After a prophecy.
看一下约翰并没有看过神天律降临在基督墓，然后我们在基督墓那雨水当中的跳舞。预言之后，我已经发表预言之后。
The commanding of rain to open in Lima, Peru, being commanded in Palermo, Italy, and then going 2 months later it is happening in Lima, Peru at one shout when I shouted at heaven.
约翰并没有看过秘鲁利马，我一个宣布天打开，就是两个月之前已经在巴列诺意大利在那预言过的，我到秘鲁利马去，在那天打开，雨水降下来的。我向天发表命令，天打开了，大家都听到了我的命令。
John did not see that commanding of the latter rain, heaven obeying and immediate rain falling.
约翰并没有看过这晚来的恩膏向天命令，天打开，雨水马上降下来的。
John did not see creepers being commanded from Nairobi popping up, just walking on, getting up all across the earth, across the land.
约翰并没有看过内罗毕在这一个宣布到处都产生站起来的这强大的一支神迹。
Amri ikiwekwa ikitolewa kutoka Nairobi wakiamrishwa kutoka Nairobi na wanatembea popote all over the earth and all over this land.
整个肯亚并且整个全世界。
Kote kote, toka hapa katika nchi humu na pia kote kote.
And so we saw that even you have a richer testimony. God the Father himself has descended and come to you. Why wouldn't you now speak, he says, who testifies to everything he saw? Why wouldn't you testify to everything you've seen? Only that is sufficient.
因此约翰所看见的都彰显出来了，你们为什么你们所看见的没有彰显出来呢？If
the church had testified on everything they've seen, nobody on the earth would have ever worshipped idol gods.
这些如果教会准确的与神同行，然后把看见的所有一切都证明出来，那地上不会有任何一个拜偶像的。
And he's saying, that is the word of God and the testimony of Christ.
这就是神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy.
凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And blessed are those who hear it.
愿这书上的预言的，愿这书上预言的和那这听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
Then he says, because the time is near.
因为日期近了。
So that is so much said in verse 3 there also.
因此第三节在这所报的内容也很多。
He says, it is a blessing God has given to the church when he gave the book of Revelation.
神把这个启示录赐给教会的时候，作为一个祝福给他们的，给教会的。
You must read it.
你必须要读这本书，念这本书，大声念这本书。然后他说，
Blessed are those who hear it. You must hear it.
听见这本书的有福了，你必须要听见这本书。And
number three, you must put it to heart. Store it inside your heart.
第三把，然后。 把这本书，这一切的信息强调的一个非常重要的信息，就是教会站在父神心中的非常核心中心的位置。And
look at the way the Lord greets the church, God the Father, the Almighty. Look at how he greets the church.
看一下主耶和华神父神亲自怎么样的迎接教会，看一下。He
says grace and peace to you.
有恩惠平安归于你们。
From him who is,
从那西哉、基哉、以后永在的神。
That is amazing.
非常的惊人。
God the Father,
父神，
when he's greeting the church,
当他迎接教会的时候，
he greets with grace and peace.
他拿着恩惠平安。 迎接教会，基督是唯一的标准，并且这个迎接就是父神自己而来的，这差遣给教会的，是给教会的。因此你现在知道了你永远的救赎从谁而来的。
Now you understand where that grace came from.
看一下，你受到的这个救赎的恩典是从谁而来的？你现在知道了，因为父神赐给你救赐的父神，现在恩惠平安来迎接你，恩惠平安来迎接你。今晚我只要处理一下第四节就已经够了，已经充分了。有恩惠平安归于你们。 从那西哉、今哉、以后将来临的神。
identifies himself.
上一次我已经跟你们分享，这是父神自己把自己识别出来的办法。This
is now God.
这就是神。
This is God himself.
父神自己。So
the greetings to the church are coming from God himself.
因此迎接教会，这是从父神自己所做的行为。那父神怎么样迎接教会呢？
The two most important identity markers of the church.
用这两个非常重要的因素来。
It says grace and peace.
就是恩惠和平安。
You can tell that grace comes first.
看见首先这个恩惠，
You say coming from his throne.
从他的宝座而来的恩惠恩典。
His grace comes from him first to reconcile you with God that you may have peace.
因此，我们可以知道这个从他宝座那来的恩典、恩惠，赐给你们这样一来呢，才能够你和神之间保持平安的关系、和谐。
The Father, these are now heavenly greetings. These are throne greetings coming to the church, from the throne of God direct to the church.
这是从父神的宝座那从天堂而来的迎接教会的办法，非常的强大。
Why does the Lord use grace and peace?
为什么神用恩惠平安来迎接你们呢？迎接你们呢？
Turn with me, blessed people, the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第七章。
Let's handle the grace first.
让我们首先处理一下恩典。
Ephesians 1 verse 6 says,
六节。
To the praise of his glorious grace,
使他荣耀的恩典。
We can start even further, verse 4 for example.
我们可以从第四节开始。
He says, for he chose us in him,
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，有无有瑕疵，有两个条件，圣洁无有瑕疵，换一个，在他眼前要活出圣洁无有瑕疵的生活。换一个，你们每天的日常生活必须要在神的眼前过着的，又因爱我们就按着自己一直所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Here he is describing the act of God, what God did, God himself did.
在这描述的是神自己的行为，神所做的是什么呢？
In accordance with his pleasure and will,
是按照他所喜悦的拣选，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，又因爱我们。因此他只能通过恩惠和平安来迎接教会了。他差遣他赐给我们恩典，是因为跟我们要和谐。
He lavished them with. He sent to them to reconcile them with him.
赐给教会恩典，理由是什么呢？要跟教会和谐，要打成平安的关系。
So the grace of God was not meant for squandering on the earth here and perverting it and using it for corruption in the church. No, no, not at all. It is meant for connecting with God the Father Himself.
因此恩典呢，不是你们在这地上用来放荡的，在那浪费的，就是在那传讲了繁荣福音，传讲金钱福音来浪费掉，不是为了这样的事情而赐给你们的。那些放荡的，那些非道德的，这个传福音当中不。神的恩典呢，绝不会让你这么滥用而赐给你的。
That God Almighty designed as a blueprint to bring us back to Him.
神的恩典呢，赐给我们要重新把我们跟父神自己的关系恢复起来，要重新建立父神对旧时的蓝图。父神赐给我们的恩典是可以。
The symbolism of the grace of God that God the Father gave us is the cross of Jesus.
神赐给我们的恩典是一个象征的，耶稣基督十字架上的救赎。这是为什么在这强调圣洁并且无有瑕疵的生活，让你们成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Of those that have received the grace,
并且就修到了救赎的被拣选的，你们必须要活出来的生活样子。这样一来呢，就是对称于你在。
To greet the church is very powerful. Those are the terms by which he relates with the church. Reconciliation and adoption into sonship. That's why he's talking from the throne and greeting her.
这就是为什么从天堂那拿着救赎和恩典和平安来迎接教会的理由。这样一来呢，作为一个领养的一个儿女来，是给教会的这个资格，让他们明白一下。
by the grace and saying, I have adopted you into my family in heaven here.
我领养你了，作为一个我的家人，在天堂的我的家人，作为一个天堂的我的家人，我领养你了，让教会明白这个事实。
And if you turn the book of 2 Timothy, we are still just exploring the greetings. These are mighty greetings that took place. The heavenly greetings, the greetings, the celestial, the greetings of the kingdom of God.That we are sent from heaven to the church.
Now, this is true.
That's all I want us to understand tonight.
我今晚需要处理的就是第四节的这个迎接，就是从天堂而来的，就是就恩典和平安来迎接教会的理由。
Heavenly greetings of God.
从天堂而来的父神的迎接。
Sending greetings, God Himself, Yahweh, my friend, sending greetings to the church of Christ.
亚威我的朋友他亲自赐给教会的迎接
The one that when we saw because initially you thought that Christ the Messiah is the one sitting on the white throne judgment
你们所认为的耶稣基督弥赛亚那坐在百色大宝座上的那一位
But it becomes very complicated when he defines here the one who isWho was and is to come.
可是当你遇见这段话语就是欺灾近灾并且永在的那位神遇到这段经文机会变得非常的复杂
Some of them 600 billion times the sun flee from him at the speed of lightning and crush on one another.
可以发现非常错综复杂的关系现场的那一位
Some planets are bigger than our sun by 600 billion times.
就是宇宙内有一个太阳比我们这个我们太阳是太阳大的600万几倍
And yet they flee from him.
仍然被他所造的
Revelation chapter 20 then you realize wow where is the difference between the son and the father just like at the throne when all of a sudden every creation worships the lamb at the center then you're like wow who died for the church so it's quite very tricky
然后呢到了启示的20章你会发现所有被造物天上地上所有的一切都敬拜坐在宝座上的神的羔羊那同样的敬拜父神的样式来敬拜他这样一来呢这个神的羔羊和父神的关系是非常复杂的同样的同等的
at the center of the throne
是宝座的中心位置
In Revelation 20, you realize that it is the Father sitting there judging mankind. The rebellious that did not take the grace He sent them.
到了第二十章，你会发现父神自己坐在那宝座上审判悖逆的那些，就是受的永远永远处罚的。
But the Son is also sitting there.
可是儿子也坐在那宝座上呢。
Probably because he has to advocate for those who receive the Lord in the tribulation.
有可能他在那要拥护那些在灾难时期接受他的、接受耶稣基督的。
But the Son judges also in heaven. Remember the judgment seat of Christ to those who have been raptured.
可是耶稣基督在天堂上在基督的审判台前也要审判那些背起参加背起的教会可是那个宝座父神也就在那呢是非常可怕的地方因此上帝一起的奥秘那是非常深奥的在这讲得很清楚
In Revelation chapter 1,
启示录第一章
when he greets now, we are handling the greetings of God the Father to the church.
启示录第一章现在我们处理的就是当父神迎接教会的时候他这就说到
In the book of 2 Timothy, if you turn with me there, chapter 1, verse 9,
启示录后是第一章九节
We are still trying to understand why is he greeting the church by the grace and peace. And he presents the grace first.
为什么仍然父神拿着恩典和平安来迎接教会呢并且首先提到的就是恩典并且他提到了弃灾近灾将来要来临的那一位永神
2 Timothy chapter 1 I'm reading verse 9
提摩太后是第一章的九节
He has saved us
神救了我们
and called us to a holy life
以圣召我们
not because of anything we have done
不是按我们的行为
but because of his own purpose
乃是按他的旨意
and grace
和恩典。
This grace was given us in Christ Jesus.
这恩典是万国之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So do you understand why when God is seated on his throne and is greeting the church, he greets the church in terms of the grace be unto you from his throne?With grace.
那你现在理解了神为什么坐在他的宝座上拿着恩典和平安来迎接你了吗？迎接教会吗？
Because he can only talk to you through the grace that reconciles us to him, reconciles the church to him, reconciles humanity with him.
因为他只能通过恩典来要接触你们，因为通过恩典来要达到和你之间和谐的关系，跟人类之间的和谐。
There is no other way for God the Father to relate with you other than the grace which is the bridge, the cross that he gave Jesus to be able now to reconcile us to Yahweh.God the Father himself.
对父神来说没有任何其他的办法，除非恩典，因为这个恩典象征的暗示的，像这个恩典所说的就是十字架，耶稣基督的十字架，他赐给人类得着救赎唯一的道路。
With the grace, you see that so much comes out of there.
因此从恩典我们得着的内涵是很多的，信息是很丰盛的。
That greeting of grace is now exalting Christ Jesus, the mediator.
因为作为这个恩典这个词汇现在举高起来的就是弥赛亚基督，他作为中保人的位置是从父上那就是带过来的恩典，并且要求受到这恩典的人必须要活出圣洁没有瑕疵的生活，必须要活出愿意接受主耶稣基督的。
But very powerful prayer, life-changing prayer.
要举起你们的高手，跟我去祷告，能够改变你生命、你生活的祷告。
Mighty Lord Jesus,
强大的主耶稣
，My tremendous Savior,
我强大的救主
，The King of Kings,
万王之王
，And Lord of Lords,
万主之主。
You died for me on the cross.
你在十字架上为我而死。为我而复活了，今晚我接受你，把你复活的生命带给我，我悔改我已经的罪恶，我请求我主耶稣基督要洁净我，要洗净我，在我心中建立你的圣洁，在我心中建立你的话语，把我的心钉死在十字架，用圣灵来充满我，强大的主耶稣，你带领我，让我对罪保持零容忍，把我生活上的所有的方便舒服都拿掉，每天每天让我彻底的定罪离开罪，这样一来呢，我的脚步能够接受你的带领，立向那荣耀的神的国度那去，强大的主耶稣，今晚我接受了你，是我的主和我的救主，因此今晚我重生了，以强大的耶稣圣名来祷告，阿门。